Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with our show.
I want to talk about it because I don't have a podcast. It's not against, like, obviously,
no,
with
let's
you guys.
Let's do it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Yay.
Hey.
19.
This is our second show of the new year, but who gives a fuck? When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
I honestly, January 11th.
I don't stop until next month because I'm Asian. We have Chinese New Year's coming up.
Your sister Esther Koo, I said hi.
Oh, yes.
What year is it of?
You're a pig.
Really? Hey, Lee,
perfect,
what?
Perfect
or,
for this
or as I call it, Year of the Ex-Wife. Anybody?
Can't wait till your ex-wife starts to... And then the ex said, you're going to get divorced, right?
Who, me?
No, I was talking to Yoshi. Here we're Yoshi, even though he's not married. Yeah.
Yoshi didn't.
Yes.
No. I'm not getting divorced. So my wife did tell me yesterday, she goes, I'm hitting the wall with you, which is never a good... But, you know...
She don't like you.
My wife loves me very much. That's the problem. She loved me less, we would have been divorced a couple of years ago, but...
Your arms look real skinny, too.
What's that?
You've been working out?
Your arms look
I've been working out. Yeah, I'm down to like...
look all like a bony.
Well, listen, not from not cranking it. You know who I jerked off to today? I remember Alicia Class?
Of course.
Oh, what a party she is.
I remember... I can't be seen because he's wearing a green shirt.
Great idea. We made the decision, the booth made the executive decision that it would be funnier, just my bobbing head with no body.
And arms.
Although, and arms, too.
Skinny arms and your...
Skinny arms.
Why did you pick her? Because she was a big star in the late 90s and mid-2000s.
Because I met her at a party, and I wasn't supposed to know who she was, and I totally called her out. And her husband...
Seymour Butts.
Well, not anymore. She made that tattoo around her asshole into a dolphin.
Yeah.
And but her current husband is the twin brother of the guy from Buck Cherry.
This is like Meet the Press for porn.
Oh yeah, Kevin, you can just go.
Nobody even knows what anybody's talking about. Yoshi's a porn guy,
right?
I haven't worked in it in 6 years, but yeah, I mean, I've been part of it for last next week. Well, no, actually, this Wednesday will be 20 years.
Right.
20 years in porn.
Yeah.
Right.
Alicia Klaus was one of the biggest stars. I remember her memorably because one of the porn convention we did, I was part of years ago, she put a lollipop up her asshole.
Right.
And she was throwing it to the guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Where? At a strip club?
No.
Bar mitzvah.
At Avian Award Show.
Right.
Has things changed now since the Me Too thing with porn?
For sure. For example, James Dean got a bit of a trouble because a couple of the girls, half a dozen girls accused him. He's a big star of rape. Ron Jeremy's bad.
He's a big star of rape?
No. He was accused
of
rape.
He's one of the best rapists in the industry.
He really was a raper.
He was accused of rape.
Let's talk about that thing you said. So the girl who killed herself, what's her name?
August Ames.
Okay, so now the implication is that she, her last porn scene was so disrespectful to her that she killed herself.
Oh, you did some readings.
Yeah, research.
I don't know you do.
One-handed research, am I right, Kevin?
Well, it was a short article, is it? Yeah. I'm not going to read up.
His cock is a short article.
I'm going to assume that most of your listeners probably don't know the basic background.
Everybody knows she killed herself. What's her name and her real name?
And her mother's maiden name.
I actually don't remember her real name, but...
Okay, this is her. That's her picture. Yeah. What's her name?
August Ames.
Right.
Huge star from Canada.
Canada.
Can I have a cream pie, eh? I sure wouldn't mind if you gave me a double penetration, eh? That'd be nice.
Her full name is Mercedes Grabowski.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked up because I was like, why did she have a stripper name for a real name?
Yeah, I had to look to make sure that wasn't a fake name.
Yeah,
too.
When I was like, am I reading the story backwards? Her fake name was more realistic than her real name.
I think she's called August because she was born on August, if I remember right. But
yeah, correct.
Yeah, and
this is uncanny. The Reese, this is like Woodward and Bernstein in this motherfucker.
Kevin, I think
we're getting to the bottom of everything.
I had a couple chances to meet her. I didn't want to do that because I hate her husband.
Right.
So I'll give you more detail.
What's his name?
Kevin Moore.
And why did he try to get you out of the business?
It's called burning bridges, Yoshi. Don't be afraid. You got David Tell on your side.
I don't mind talking about it, but I want people to listen to The Last Days of August, which is a podcast by Audible, by a guy named John Ronson.
And how do you get it?
You have to have an account with audible.com.
What else does Audible have?
All the books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I know I get paid through Audible from some thing. Used to be, anyway, it's a West Coast company, right?
It's owned by Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon just bought it because they were paying. They used to have this, I forget the name of it. They used to put at Cincinnati Go Bananas.
Yeah.
It would tape your sets and then they would like set in. Then this company that Audible bought, I forget the name of it. Now I get checks through Audible. But anyway, you can buy like people's sets through this fucking thing. I wish I could remember the name
and
of the company.
You could join for free for 1 month and get one book free. And if you decide at the end of the 30 days, I don't have anything to do with it, but at the end of the 30s, if you don't want to have the service, you could cancel it without.
All right.
For it.
I have it. I just bought Anthony Cumia's book.
On Audible?
On Audible, yeah. I'm listening to it now.
All right, so we're doing a decent plug for Audible.
Yeah.
So.
The guy got you fired. Why?
Yeah. So I don't mind talking about it. I don't want to give too much away because it's a great podcast about three.
No, give it away because then they'll listen to the whole fucking thing. You're not going to give away the whole thing.
Right.
Just make it
okay,
up.
Okay, so let me give you a quick background on it.
Okay.
Okay, so December 1st, 2017, August tweeted, I don't know exact quote, but she said, I don't feel comfortable working a male performer that's gay porn. And she said, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And she also said, whoever's going to work with him, just, you know, do your homer.
Yeah.
The actual quote was, I've got a case of the Mondays.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
So she's working with some guy that also does gay porn.
Yeah. So I guess she was fired from that particular job.
Right.
And so December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
I think, didn't she quit? And she didn't want to do it because
she was replaced with some other girl.
But then she started getting,
hate tweets.
Yeah.
People started saying she's homophobic and things like that.
Yeah.
She's not because she does girl scenes. Obviously, she doesn't have an issue with that. She's
anti-AIDS. She don't want to get AIDS.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
most people are anti-AIDS.
You know, it's like this whole thing, like, I didn't watch the Golden Globes last night. You think it's going to call in at 3, but I didn't watch the Golden Globes last night. But it's all this, like, you know, like, it's not even about, it's just about, like, you have to accept whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be cool. I was just on the train.
Yep.
And I'm sitting in the first car. There's, like, 10 cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
I sit on the first cars because I get off at the one train. I get off at 35th and 7th. 34th and 7th.
Yep.
But the stairs are right there, and it drops me right at 35th. So I'm right here.
Yep.
So it takes me a minute to get. So anyway, I sit in the first car. So I'm in the first car, and it's usually not crowded. Then at the second and last stop, these young black kids get in. And I love black kids. It's been well established that I love young black kids that are loud on the train. I love them.
Right.
And then but the one guy's like the big flamer. And he's just a big flamer, you know. They're high school kids. Yeah, he's just a big flamer, and it's like, so I have to be like, yeah, sit on my lap. I love young flamers, you know. It's like the fact that they're obnoxious. And a lot of New Yorker flamers are obnoxious, and like you have to be like,
Kevin,
just shut up. So you have to go. I love it. I love, like, you go to a restaurant, you have to love everything they fucking serve. No, I don't. So if I have to be for gay, if a guy does gay porn and regular porn, like, that's, first of all, that's dumb anyway. You're swapping fucking shit fluid and all that fucking nastiness.
Yeah, shit fluid.
And then you put in a girl who's already a whore. And then she's like, what do they have already? And then she's got to take the chance of maybe getting AIDS
from all this shit.
So she has to be like, no, I love this. I love AIDS. I love big flaming homosexuals and AIDS. It's fucking ridiculous. I go to a fucking deli. I don't like everything they serve.
Yeah.
And they don't hold it against me.
He gets when he has rice.
Get orange Gatorade. I don't even like the purple Gatorade. Does Gatorade right. be like, "Oh, you're shaming the purple Gatorade." Fucking ridiculous. Like I got to support everything you support. Right. Well, and then the Golden Globes. Yoshi, I'll fucking cut you if you keep cutting me off. Yeah, the problem was like the Golden Globes are like, "How come the ratings are down? What can we do? Should we get an Asian lady? Should we get that flat-faced Asian lady who's a fucking terrible actress or
Susan Oh or whatever?"
No, Sandra Oh, she's great.
Sandra Oh, I'm a
please. Is she acting? She's Asian. Is that acting?
It is.
She just shows up. She's Asian. Is that acting? No, she's Asian.
It's Grant and Killer Eve.
Oh, great. What'd she do? She played an Asian lady? Is that acting?
It's Killer Eve.
Top Asian actor.
Right.
It's not acting. She's Asian. Just like if you're black. Are you acting? You're black.
Yeah, I'm totally with him. I'm on board with all this.
Jesus Christ. So it's like, the Golden Globes are like, what can we do for ratings? First of all, they shit on half the people in this country voted for Trump. So they shit on Trump. None of those people are going to fucking watch. They're fucking clueless, and they just keep going more and more left. So the country's like, everyone's against it. Even people that vote Democrat, I'm like, I have to fucking love all this shit.
Well, I didn't watch
it. I have to watch it. Well, she have to fuck a horse too? Because if she don't fuck a horse, hey, that's utterly ridiculous. Oh, that's a cow. No, I'm saying, so now PETA's going to be like, how come you won't fuck a horse? You're not going to fuck a horse?
Sounds pretty unstable to me.
Yeah, it's not a stable situation. Are you going to fuck a horse or not? Alana Love or whatever the fuck her name is.
I'm being so Philly.
Yeah, stop being so Philly because this horse is going to get a complex if you don't fuck it.
Yeah, I don't mean to nag you.
I'd rather fuck a horse. A horse has a less chance of getting AIDS than a gay porn performer. Am I right?
Let's get back to Yoshi's.
Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
What are the odds? Where's Dr. Steve when you need him? Yeah. What are the odds a horse has AIDS versus a guy with a gay porn performer?
I think horses get AIDS.
You might get kicked to death, but...
So anyway,
first of all, she's a sex worker, but anyway, she does.
Plays the sax.
But here's the thing, Kevin. She didn't even have to give her explanation. If she doesn't want to have sex with anyone, she didn't.
Oh, you do. You do now. You can't just go, I prefer not to. Like the purple Gatorade. Yeah, I prefer the orange. Why? Why? Wait, what did the purple Gatorade ever do to you?
God damn it.
Did it beat you up in high school? It's fucking ridiculous. You can't even have a preference. You can't have a preference because then homosexuals, a guy with AIDS might be like, hey, what's wrong with my AIDS?
He's killing me Please. Today. I don't know. Please. Usually I don't think you're funny, but you're doing great today.
We found our new third mic. Go ahead, Yoshi.
So anyway, after that tweet.
Right.
Trolls start attacking her, saying she's homophobic and things like that.
Right.
And on December 5th, they found her body. She hung herself.
In a park.
Yeah.
Who hangs herself in a park?
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
Wait,
hey, kids. I'm about to hang myself. Ew, mommy. Who goes to a park? Who goes to a park to hang themselves? It's a good idea. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna fucking do it.
It is very strange because women think to fail at first attempt suicide. Men are far more successful at committing suicide. You know because
right. quite winning
because we use a gun.
More violent, yeah, guns.
Guns.
Right.
I'll be like, I'm gonna sip some wine and have a couple of bad pills. I'm gonna have 100, maybe 50. I don't know, 10. To cry for help.
You're talking about that kind of. It's usually the case. It's more of trying to get
the women like attention because they're sad. Sarah McLachlan.
You're going to ruin a picnic.
So.
Right? Mom, what's that? Is that a pinata? The kids are keep hitting it with a stick.
God, heaven.
No candy. Mom, there's no candy in this pinata. But she's got big titties.
So right after they found her body, her husband started blaming Jessica Drake, another big major.
Right.
Yeah, I know her husband.
She was trolling her, right?
No, she...
she trolled her. She statement was something.
Very innocuous. It was not even like an attack. And anyway, for a little while, they blame her. And there was this gay male performer tweeted to her and said, drink a cyanide.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Either apologize or kill yourself.
So there was a lot of blame.
Something's coming up.
Yeah, there was a lot of blame on those two. But John Ronson, the journalist, he wrote a book called You've Been Publicly Shamed, and he covered pornography in season one of Butterfly Effect.
Right.
So this is something that he was of interest. And we have a mutual friend that contacted me maybe February last year. So I basically advised him for like last year. You know,
a little Chicago for that?
No.
Oh.
So
how do you pay your bills?
Medical testing and stand-up when I still work with Russell Peters.
He'll go and like...
I don't do illegal drugs, but I will take drugs from pharmaceutical company for money. You know.
You ever any crazy side effects?
My shit turned green for like 2 months, but that's about it.
Was it solid or was it like vomit or like diarrhea?
Solid.
Wow.
What did they think it was green for? Did they tell anybody?
What?
Did you tell anybody your shit was green?
I have to tell that the people who are doing monitoring that whole study, sure.
You must have been ahead on St. Patrick's Day.
It looks just like this.
It was that green? It was like St. Patrick's Day green, Irish green?
Oh, give us a wee bit here. It's like a Oriental dookie. I'd like to shit to me.
I think there's a bit of a miniature panic in the business because
they're fucking shippy. They're fucking shippy. They got a lot of shit going against them. They got the fact that the Me Too. First of all, porn is like. The porn seems to get more aggressive as in the last couple of years anyway, which is ridiculous. So this guy that like her last scene, I guess he was real aggressive with her. And then like they asked her, you know, I'm still on camera. Like, was that OK? Do you give your consent to everything that happened? She's like, yes. But apparently she was crying or whatever. And then a week later, whatever, she killed herself. So it's like the whole porn business should be on fucking red alert all the time anyway. I mean, not as bad as when AIDS was prominent, but it's like with the Me Too shit, like everyone's like every porn, it's like the girls fucking, they're beautiful girls. The guy's like fucking choking on his dick. I'm like, have a little respect for her. She's fucking hot.
Yeah.
I know that's the gig, but it still is like, who wants to be choked?
Let me go back with the Me Too thing. I'm not.
You ever met a woman that wants to be choked with a dick or anything?
I've never met a woman. I got to get out more.
Like Ron Jeremy's banned from the porn convention now.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh.
Why?
Because Rolling Stone magazine had an article where he admit he was groping people. So that was like...
It's Ron Jeremy!
But that's, groping people where? At the airport?
At the porn
on
convention.
On set.
Porn convention.
Throw that bottle of water.
I saw him at the airport one time. I just gave him a thumbs up. He gave me a thumbs up back. This is 10 years ago at LaGuardia.
Imagine Ron Jeremy, TSA agent. He's like, we need to do a cavity search.
Again, sir?
Why are you taking your pants off?
I got to use my tongue this time.
But Kevin, just imagine like if someone who is new to comedy hang out with you at the Comedy Cellar, and the way you guys talk to each other, he or she might be a little bit offended. Or
I don't talk to anybody. I don't talk to anybody but for that reason. Even when someone gives me a hug now, yeah. If I feel their tits up against me, I'm like, it was your call. I never go to hug anybody because they'll be like, oh, you shimmied your tits against my chest or whatever.
I do think Ron did something.
Well, he's done anyway. Isn't he like 80?
Well, he's old, but I'm sure he did something inappropriate, but that was part of the business for so long. Now this movement started, you know, they are retroactively trying to punish him, boy, you know, so.
He won't get in trouble with porn. Porn, you know, if somebody like Ron Jeremy gets bounced out just because he's old, it's just an excuse not to hire him. It's like, well, you know, we heard blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to see Ron Jeremy's big fucking dumpy, Jewy body. Right, he's disgusting. He's all fucking hairy and shit.
Some guys are into that, though.
It's a type.
Some guys
are into seeing a young girl with a gross old guy. Is it? Yeah.
Well, everything's a fetish.
Yeah.
Me talking to you is a fetish.
Oh yes.
Ron's sitting there staring at his phone. stares at the phone. He's like, why won't you ring? I hired him for what, my Tara Patrick movie to play the cop that breaks into the party.
He didn't show up, though, did he?
No, he showed up.
What'd you pay him?
$500.
Porn scale?
$500 for the day. And he played a cop, and he comes into the scene, and he's going, oh, Tartar, what are you doing here? I said, I'm sorry, cut. I said, are you doing like an Irish accent? He goes, yeah.
Because all cops are Irish?
Let me ask you, did you think Tara Patrick was really into sex?
No, not at all.
See, he knows porn. Yeah. He knows porn.
Yeah. You led the witness. If you asked me, I'd be like, no, I didn't think she was. Is that the right? I mean, you really think she was into
Evan
porn?
Seinfeld at the time was super into porn, but she was not. No, she was not into it.
Wait, because she didn't like the business because it's dirty, or she didn't like fucking.
Don't think she was into it. So, I'm okay with rough sex as long as girls know what they're getting to. They're into it. I think that particular situation is very ambiguous with August because.
No. You're wrong. It's like if you do a gig and then they go. Are you okay following Kevin Hart? You go, yeah. You say it because you know. Otherwise, you look like a diva and a troublemaker. So they're not going to hire you if you say like if everyone's doing rough porn now. You can't be like, I want a lot of candles and white wine and fucking Sarah McLachlan playing in the background. They'll just go somebody else. Nobody gives a fuck who the porn star is. They're jerking off.
There's some gay guy putting concealer on like an open sore in his forehead. You're like, there's your co-star. You're like,
Yeah, but you say yes to take the gig. Right. Sarah Patrick was a beautiful woman, so she's different.
It's a job. So if you take it, then you agreed to do it. So she did the scene. The ambiguous part is there are agents and managers in that business do not protect their talent. Like, you have to realize, you know, you're not going to put Dimitri Martin in a dirty show any more than you're going to put David Teal in, like, some Christian clean show. So I don't know. That's the part that was a little ambiguous. I think the guy who represents her is not a good guy. So
the woman that killed herself or Tara Patrick?
August Ames.
Is that the blonde English guy that owned...
Oh, my God. See? Derek Hayes.
Derek Hayes. Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yeah. He knows. So he has...
That was her agent?
Yeah.
I mean, one guy was the agent for everybody, practically.
But he's a big one. LA Direct Model. They're really
LA
big.
LA Direct, right. Yeah. Right.
So you got to play... So if he says, oh, you don't want to do this, then he'll just drop you. Like it's just... They got to make money. They're there to make money. They're not there to fuck... You know, they probably don't mind fucking. It's like a comic. Like,
right.
You're there to make money. After a while, you're there to make money. I mean, you like other aspects of it, but it's like, there's a lot of shit you don't want to deal with. You just, you reach a point where you're like, I want money.
Yeah.
So if your agent's like, oh, can you do this gig? The guy's going to fuck you with a steel pipe. You're like, I'll give you extra $100. Okay, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it, then Roger Paul will get somebody else.
You mean Pete Best.
No, Roger Paul.
I don't know who that is, but
he's a low-level agent, and he always has been, always will be. I don't know. He's comfortable down there at the low levels.
His top client is Brad Trackman.
No, he always has. He never. He always wants to deal. He's always a bottom feeder.
It's like probably Danny
it's like
Rose.
He's like a chubby chaser. Like he chubby chases comics. Like right. He's like, oh, Roger Paul, and then you're like. He always gets like open micers or like first year guys.
When people commit suicide, I don't. Sometimes you don't know the exact reasons why. And
you're a fucking psychiatrist. Get the fuck out of here. I'd rather talk to Sandra Oh.
Oh no, you didn't.
I don't know.
I have a flat face. Give me an award.
You're killing me today.
You're laughing. Your laughing's making me laugh. I'm very frustrated. I don't like to laugh.
Because I have three members in my family that killed themselves, and I still don't know the reasons.
Why are you bearing the lead?
What?
You have three suicides in your family?
Yeah.
Who?
It's been some Thanksgiving.
My uncle, my cousin, my dad.
Hey, your dad killed himself?
Some Thanksgiving.
How old was he?
62, 63.
Oh, that's fine.
No,
he wasn't young. So how did he kill himself? Well, you don't have to tell me that. But
hanging. I went to the police station.
Huh?
I went to the police station. I saw the pictures. Yeah.
He hung himself where?
In Japan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought it was a fucking comedy show we're trying to do.
No.
Wait, so who else did?
Track the AIDS stuff.
Who else did?
What?
Who else did in your family?
Oh, my cousin. He did a month after my dad's and my uncle. And
your dad's brother?
No. That my cousin is my mother's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about your uncle? Your mother's side?
Well, he was uncle through marriage.
All right. So you got to be careful.
I don't mind talking about it.
No, but you got to be careful. It runs in your family. You got to be careful.
But it was very ambiguous because I most of my family believe it was my stepmother had a lot to do with my dad's death. So that's when I was helping John Ronson with this August Ames thing, her husband is very suspicious.
Wait, they think your stepmom helped him or drove him to it?
Drove him to it, yeah.
Of course, that's what women's job is. Women's job is to bankrupt you and then to kill yourself with a decent life insurance policy.
So I went to...
Am I right, Brian? Back me up.
So I went back to Japan twice in 2003.
I had a fucking time machine, Yoshi.
Yeah.
It'd all be different.
You could have killed Neil. Choked him to death.
Somebody just sent me a thing about Neil's... Neil's, I gotta just.
Sorry, Yoshi. We'll circle back to your father's suicide.
It'll take a second. I know exactly where it is.
Go ahead. What did your brother say?
Neil's new Netflix thing. Guy sent me a screenshot of he was.
Is that three mic thing or?
No, that's a new one. Okay. He sent Alan Fuchs. He's going to be on the show Wednesday. Free plug.
Yeah.
But he sent me. He was watching, I guess, Neil's show on Netflix, and he did a screenshot. And it was this closed captioning. He had the closed captioning on.
Yeah.
And it said, faint laughter, stray applause.
Great name for a special.
I don't quite know that relation. I mean, you really don't get along with your
brother.
I don't know. I just don't know.
No, but let's talk about your
I don't know either.
Suicide.
Your father's suicide is probably easier to decipher than me and Neil's.
So I flew.
I told somebody the other day, it's like a bit. It's like a bit. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I'm a little troubled by it, but I'm not going to kill myself over it, if you know, no offense.
Yeah. He knows a good place. Orbitz has great deals to Okinawa.
Don't. No, but anyway.
How'd your cousin kill himself?
He shot himself.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
With a shotgun or like a gun?
It was a pistol.
Oh, my gosh.
And where?
That was Tacoma, Washington. So my dad did it in Japan. So I went first. I went back. I don't know why I'm laughing. I flew back when the police station saw the picture. And
was your dad living in Japan full time?
Yeah.
And so did you come here from Japan or no?
Yeah. My parents got divorced, basically my mom kidnapped me and my younger brother over here, and we've been living here.
You got divorced? Oh, they got divorced in Japan, and then your mom brought you here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she said we're flying from Osaka, Japan to Tokyo. When we woke up next morning, 1980, we're in Hawaii. That's when she told us she was divorced with my dad.
Wow, that's some flight.
You're like, surf's up.
I should have known something's up because it's only hour flying. Like, why the fuck is it taking 8, 9, 10 hours, you know?
Get off, they give you a laugh.
Yeah, I'm crying.
The good news is you're in Hawaii. Bad news is you don't have a dad anymore.
Not only did we have Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, but another fucking surprise there. So anyway, so she thought she was going to leave me and my younger brother in Japan for like 6 months, a year. Illegally.
Where was she going to go?
She'd go back to Japan and work, you know. So I was living with my relative in Washington State. And
what age?
Barely 10 and a half, 11, I guess.
Okay.
So.
That's some story.
And.
So she did, and she stayed with you. Or no, she did go back.
She'd go back, and we were living with our relative. And
so wait, you woke up in Hawaii, and then you basically there was a connection? And then they were like, hey, now we're connecting to go to Seattle or whatever.
No, they stayed in Hawaii, right?
No, we were there for like a week, and we went watching the state with my relative. And I'm ethnically Korean, so my family in the States only spoke Korean and English, and I only spoke Japanese. So it was really confusing.
Wow.
So anyway.
And also.
I flew back when my dad killed himself. Then the second time, a month later, I went to the funeral, and I beat the shit out of my stepmother.
You beat her up?
Yeah, almost beat her to death. And her...
No, don't gloss over that. Hold on.
You sure not Irish? Her nephew, and I assaulted her sister and brother-in-law.
It was some funeral.
Oh,
square up.
Yeah.
Square up, stepmom.
I didn't even plan to do that, Kevin. It's just like...
How do you... And then you had to skip out of the country because you beat her up.
I ran to their fucking airport. I've never been back since then.
Did you beat her up?
Yeah, I was kicking her head so hard that her eye was ready to pop out. I don't know why it's so funny.
Eyes are no big deal.
It's a delicacy over there, isn't it? Eye? Stepmom eye. $2.99 a pound.
So what? Because, you know, we parked and we went to our cemetery.
Did Tal know all this about you?
I don't think so.
Jesus Christ.
So we went to cemetery plot with my aunt. And my aunt saw my stepmother and basically told her in Japanese, "You kill my brother, you stupid fucking cunt." And she left.
Who left? Your aunt or the stepmom?
To the stepmom. And I'm standing there, and she doesn't want to make eye contact. I just walk up to her and grab back of her head and start punching her face for a while.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Back in 19.
But you didn't know.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know she did it. You just heard.
There's a lot of like evidence that point to her. But
She didn't help him. She didn't like murder him. She just drove him to it.
She said I didn't know what we were going to talk about. She said she hasn't seen my dad in like a month because they're having marital problems at the time.
Sure.
But my cousin's wife, her older brother is like Korean version FBI. So they checked that flight records.
Uh-huh.
She flew in a night before the last time they saw my dad alive. That's not evidence clear that she did something, but she lied about whereabouts. And she did, she did all kinds of shit to my dad from years, and they would never tell me. That's why I thought everything was okay until...
Did you see your dad a lot, or probably not very often?
I saw him 6 months before he killed himself, and that's when he kind of told me all the shit that he went through.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of times she made a snide comments, but she thought I was just like my dad, like... little pushover.
How long were they together?
At that point, 23 years.
Oh, wow. No kids?
Yeah, one half sister.
She hot?
Just thinking the same thing.
I was looking for her so I could kick the shit out of her at the cemetery, but I couldn't find her.
You're going to beat her up too?
She knew the whole time she was doing all this terrible thing. She didn't say anything. So
You don't seem like a violent guy, so you must have really been enraged.
What does that mean? Like, a lot of people do all kinds of loud shit in Subway, but when it comes to actual fighting, they don't do shit. You know?
Right.
You really don't know when you push somebody over until you get your fucking head kicked in, you know?
Now, it's also in Japan,
I don't like this warning shit, too. That's like an Asian thing.
What do you mean?
Don't go and threaten and say, I'm going to kick the shit out of you. We don't do that.
You just do it.
You just do it. That's why we bomb Pearl Harbor.
Aww.
We don't say, if you don't do this, we're going to have a problem with you. They don't do that. They just start.
And also, in Japan, ethnic Koreans are regarded as kind of second-class citizens, right?
Yeah, we're like the Jews / Irish of Japan.
Jews, Irish, ooh.
You know,
life to live. Right?
They're very frugal. But they're drunk most of the time.
We're very loud and
drunk most
and
of
drunk
the time.
A lot, seriously.
I've got to go to sleep. It's sundown on Friday, but I want to drink some more of your sake.
So most of the entertainers in Japan.
I've ever met a half Irish, half Jew.
Really?
Because the Jews don't, they won't hook up with the Irish. Oh, wait.
They'll suck our dicks.
Huh?
At least Saul will. So you were saying, please. You were saying about being Korean in Japan and
most of the like comedians and entertainers in Japan are ethnic Koreans,
right.
But they changed their names.
Okay,
like the way the Jews changed their
John
name.
Stewart.
Yeah,
his name is like Rabbi Ravinkowitz or something.
Yeah,
I'm John Lipowitz.
Lipowitz, yeah. Right?
A lot of W's, a lot of Z's.
Yeah,
it's not an attractive name.
Even your boyfriend, the king of roasting,
Jeff Ross.
Right, his name's really like
Lifschultz.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually went by his name. I never knew that John Stewart is John Lipowitz. We only knew John Stewart.
You got on that
but
early.
But Lifschultz was Lifschultz
right.
For a while, and then all of a sudden he was like, "I'm Jeff Ross."
Yeah. He's like, "Why am I only working the Catskills?"
To me, you guys are just all white guys, but go ahead.
Yeah.
You just want to beat the fuck out of us, right? Cave the back of our heads in?
Tell us.
No, because he's like, I'm so mad, but you'll never see it. Until you'll feel it, but you'll never see it.
You're a big guy, too. Like, you're not some, like...
I look big because I'm Asian, because you're not used to seeing six...
Yeah. I thought you were Yao Ming when I walked in here. So, wait. So wait, have you beat up a lot of people, though, is my point. Like, you're saying, so when I'm on a subway, if I see an Asian guy, even though he's unsuspecting.
You have to do something really
egregious.
Egregious for me.
You have to push. But I'm saying, have you beat up a lot of people?
When I used to work at porn shop, yeah, I had to.
Like, what do you mean? Why? You were editing porn?
Shoplifting? No, porn shops.
Oh, porn shops.
Yeah, Jack in Seattle.
Okay.
I used to go to the porn shops, and I would get two pairs of edible underwear, because I'd always eat one on the way home.
Are you lying?
That's a Tell's joke. Oh, I did it the other day. Because Tell was talking about porn.
Yeah.
And I was still there. I went on before him, and Tell goes,
you know, he's one of the most normal guy who knows a lot about porn.
I said, Dave, didn't you used to go to the porn shops and buy two pairs of edible underwear? And he go, why? I go, because you'd always eat one on the way home. Gets a huge laugh. And Tell goes, that's my laugh.
You two, get a room.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. He is funny, though. He's a fucking creep. Uh-huh. But he is funny.
No.
I don't think he is.
He's creepy.
He's funny.
Oh, no. I don't think he's a creep.
He's creepy.
I know creeps.
Everybody's creepy.
Well,
yeah,
yes.
Well, you're in porn. I mean, compared to porn comics are okay, right?
Easy for you to say.
I think more guys like Jim Norton and Attell are so honest about that stuff. I don't worry about it. It's always the guys who don't pretend like they don't like that stuff. Right. They're the problem.
I love it. MomPLV.com. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now in porn, I've been out of the business for about 6 years.
Yeah.
So like, what?
I thought you were going to say 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I still dabble.
My calluses are just going down.
My right wrist is sore, by the way.
Oh, well, you know, switch up.
But before you ask, another reason people are uneasy with me right now is because me and my friend Brandon Daly saw the movie to Showtime called Porndemic, and it's a documentary.
Oh, it's your movie?
Yeah, I was producer and consultant on it.
I was going to watch it, but I don't have Showtime, or I couldn't. I think I can get Showtime, but
I'll give you my password.
But
it should be in Netflix or Hulu or something within the next couple months, actually.
All right, I'm really...
Showtime now?
Yeah.
Well, someone's taking a break from medical testing.
Yes.
Well, I'm really... I really wanted to watch it, you know?
And I have to say, I knew a lot of those characters. Even I was like... I was kind of surprised, like, the way I remember things and, like, you know, you just... So, anyway, you know, porn people don't like... AIDS, obviously,
sure.
And they don't want to talk about it. So last month it was that. This month I helped John Ronson with this.
But isn't just Russian roulette? Isn't porn just Russian roulette?
An aim test, and the idea is you do.
Yeah, but they do now, but they didn't before. And nobody wants to. The problem is nobody wants to watch porn.
Yeah.
With condoms, nobody.
We don't. Most of the stuff doesn't have condoms.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. So all these years, it's Russian roulette. You know, we assume they all have the standard, you know, syphilis and all that stuff. But AIDS, you know, you're still, even if you test, a guy could have AIDS. He could have got it the night before. You can't test for that. It doesn't show up that quickly.
Hey, Kevin, every time you and I have sex, we're always Russian. Look at that look.
What do you mean Russian? I don't get it.
Hurry it up.
Can we come, let's do it with Russian.
Come quickly. We're always Russian orgasm.
I was talking about AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, Russian roulette. I get it now.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you for that.
It's like all your puns are like 6 degrees of separation.
You jump in. I want to have your sentence. You're on fire today.
It's interesting. For the sheer number of people fucking that business, it's amazing how little happens. Breakdown is when somebody does something fucked up, you know, making fake health ID saying they're HIV.
You know why you don't get AIDS? Because it's not a hetero disease. So that's why this woman was saying it's, everybody knows it's a homosexual disease and it's a blood transfusion disease, sharing needles disease. So you don't get it from fucking hetero, period. So that's why it didn't spread in the community.
It's also God's curse on these motherless faggots. And I mean, am I right? Anybody?
Did you see that on a bumper sticker this morning?
I did. Yeah. I drove it from
Park Slope.
I drove it from Alabama. Motherless faggots.
It's one side has to go to both sides of the bumper sticker.
It only fits on a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go to BrianPMcCarthy.com, you get
a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Promo code gay for pay. All FOR pay. All caps. I worked in a plug there. But AIDS is not rampant in the industry.
No.
It's not rampant. Like I just said, it's not rampant anywhere except where it is, and then it's rampant.
Not even the gay community, they think that prep.
Even back when it was rampant in the gay community and in the heroin sharing needles community. It was never rampant in the hetero community. That's why it didn't spread in the porn thing. Because if it did, porn would have gone out of business. Or would we outsource it to Mexicans? You know what I mean?
Hey, I got AIDS, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These bananas are so heavy.
You're right. I mean, it's very hard for a man to get it from a woman. You know this as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if
yeah, I fucked a lot of men and a lot of women, and I can't taste the difference.
If she got it, it's anal sex.
Yeah, where'd Magic get it? Magic got it from gay sex.
Huh? From trannies.
Right. He got it from fucking men.
Yeah, from women.
Him and Easy. Not Easy got it from drugs. It was him and Eddie Murphy and all those guys that would have when they have tranny parties at Will Chamberlain's mansion.
Yep.
You ever know who Will Chamberlain is?
Yeah, he's got that big round bed. He's a big guy, big tall spook. Could go with baseball. Basketball. He's a big tall spook.
Close enough.
I'm dying. I'm cracking myself up.
People, the fans really think you are going to die. After that Joe DeRosa.
I know.
Joe DeRosa experience.
Yeah, after last Thursday.
So, you know, the things I'm saying you can't say because you can't say, oh, it's a hetero disease. I mean, it's homosexual disease. It is. But you can't say it in the gay community. Like this woman said it. Listen, being trolled.
Which woman you're talking about? I don't know.
The woman who killed herself. Context. Being trolled online is like a lot of people kill themselves being trolled online. So, mostly they're like young girls or whatever or young people because they can't believe this is happening. Like, why is everyone so mean to me?
Sure.
So.
But here's the thing.
It is fucked up. But
here's the thing. Most girls get into porno knows that they're going to be dealing with that. You know what I mean?
Trolled.
Yes, they're going to be talking shit about you. So when you...
Well, why do they get into it? For the money?
It could be all kinds of different reasons. Attention, money, and maybe they were sexually assaulted when they were kids. Because you deal with those issues through porn. I mean, some people do that. Like, you know, Terry Patrick's... I could usually tell the personality of that person when they're fucking. And she's a lovely person, but I never believed she was into sex when I watched those scenes.
No, with Randy West or anybody, or no, she was not into it. And then her ticket.
What do they do when they're not into it? You can just tell.
I mean, it's just like you're doing your job or something.
Right. They're getting fucked. They can't even fake it.
A vacant stare. They're going through the motions.
But she was hot, so she's probably like, "What am I doing?" It's like when I work shit rooms. I'm like, "What am I doing here?"
Like, I'm a genius, a comedy genius. I can't believe my Dangerfields on a Monday night.
Yeah, sometimes I go like, wow, I look at the comics around me. I'm like, I'm like this. I'm this pathetic. Why am I here?
40 years in?
When I used to go to Flashdance, there'd be like some just beautiful girls. I'm like, you know, you shouldn't even be here because you could probably like have a legitimate life if you wanted to because you're that good looking. You don't have to be dry humping me.
Right.
Even though I'm a nice guy. Sure. And I'm going to come in my pants soon.
That won't be dry for long. All this humping's in it. Pretty damp.
Tatiana to the main stage.
That's right. Let's go.
That was the girl I liked. Big fight. Not big. She was just she looked like Naomi Campbell. Like not as good looking, but like dark, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so me and Attell would always go there. And whenever
are you really into black girls?
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, when I go to porn, I am like whatever. But she was really hot, you know. Yeah. But I do like dark women.
Right.
One year, my mom asked me if I wanted dark meat for turkey. I'm like, I slapped her right in the face. I beat her up like you beat up your stepmom.
By the hair. And
I almost crushed the back of her fucking skull.
It was also in a Japanese cemetery. It's a big family trip.
I was stomping her.
Anyway, me and Atal be sitting there like at the, you know, giving the girls dollars and Skittles or whatever. And then whenever because a lot of times she'd be dry humping guys in a back somewhere.
Right.
So I wouldn't even know if she was there yet. Or if I didn't know if she was there that night. So the whatchamacallit, the DJ would go, next up, Tati Tatiana to the main stage and Attila would be like, here we go. It's all new. He wouldn't see me for an hour.
He doesn't go anymore, does he?
No, he never wanted to go. He did it basically because I wanted to go, because he wanted to drink for cheap.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink that much, and I just got bored at bars. I just think they're fucking horribly boring.
I remember
around with
time,
a bunch of losers drinking.
One time, I opened for Reno, and for some reason, the people who ran the show took us to strip club, and all these girls are really into him, but he didn't get a dance, and he went off like, hey, I could pay to get, if you want to dance or whatever. Like, it was just weird. Like, no,
you know what he would do? The first girl that would come up and say, would you like a dance? They didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Would you like a dance? And he'd go, no, but my buddy does. And he would just be hideous white girl, bony white girl. I'm like, I don't want to fucking dance from her. Save your money for at least the girl that I want. But he's just like, yeah, here, get my buddy a dance. Here's another thing he would do.
Yeah.
Me and this other guy, he was a cop, Ray the cop, we called him. And the three of us would go out. Attell would like go, he'd be like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette or go to the bathroom. He'd be gone for an hour. And then the waitress come over and be like, oh, the gentleman over there wanted to buy you guys a drink. And we'd be looking over. It'd be Attell at a different bar at Flash. It's like 8 feet away buying us a drink. I'm like, why don't you just join us? So he's a loony bird. But he's anti. He doesn't like women. He likes porn, but he doesn't like fucking, and he doesn't like women, you know?
Yeah. Are you single right now?
Yeah. But I find them really interesting because guys who are really into porn is they have intimacy problems, obviously. And I remember opening for him in Irvine Improv. He killed it. And there's two blonde girls. They're just beautiful girls from Laguna Beach, you know, rich.
A natural blonde.
Yeah.
Nice, soft pussy hair.
Mm.
So getting hungry.
So she told me, hey, you know, if we would do whatever, just tell Dave. And I told Dave about it. Like, nah. And he just went gas station and got a
Slim Jim
and like candy. And that was it, you know?
Yeah. He's not gay, but he wants nothing to do with women. Nothing.
So weird.
It's been 30 years almost since he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, you think he'll ever have kids?
Probably. Him and Jessica are thinking about adopting.
Can you imagine?
Such a good guy though.
So are you single or what's your
single? Tell's not a good guy. Neither is Jusco. No, he's good to you because you don't know him that well.
Oh, Jesus. All right. But that's all I could say. It's based on
That's why I said to him, every bartender in town loves you, but the people that really know you know you're a piece of shit. I yelled at him at the front of the Comedy Cellar, and people are like, oh, they're having a little tiff. Him and Attell are having a little lover's quarrel.
Well, when Sean Rouse died, I told him I can't go to funeral because I don't have the money. He offered to pay for the plane ticket. And
probably Coach, though, right?
God. Yeah. Group 3 in Southwest.
Ultra premium.
Yeah,
I mean, all
every negative thing of a Dave.
Yeah. I need some leg room here, Dave.
I'm a big, giant Asian guy.
Giant Oriental guy. I got it anyway.
Oriental, Jesus.
Sorry. I just like that because you're a rug. I want to lie down on you.
Don't get him outraged. He's going to end up fucking hanging himself in a park. He's going to blame you because you call him Oriental. Do you get mad?
I did it for you, Damien.
What gets you mad? Like everyday stuff. What gets you mad?
It's not going to get me.
No, I'm not saying that. But what gets you mad? What gets you mad? Nothing, right?
What gets your gristle?
Somebody going out of there hurting, being malicious to other people. I'm not, you know. Let me give you an example.
No, but there's anything like if you're walking a street, if you're just in everyday life, there's something.
He's going to give us an example right now.
No, he just said.
Go ahead.
There was a handicapped comedian named Al Fox in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he was just eating it on stage. So he started attacking these two kids in the front, 13-year-old kids, Sunday afternoon show.
Why? Is this totally made up?
No, I'm serious. So he get off the stage.
So a handicapped guy was making fun of kids?
Because he was just eating it. He was just like.
Was he in a wheelchair?
No, but he was going to Van Halen concert and he was high on coke or something. He got hit by a semi-truck, so he's like. You know,
was going to a Van Halen concert when he got paralyzed.
Yeah, he got hit by a truck,
and on the way to a concert.
What?
On the way to a concert?
Yeah.
He
wasn't listening to the song "Jump," but anyway, right.
he's on cocaine.
Cocaine.
Guy's a winner.
So he's a fucking handicap. So he started attacking these two kids because he was just eating it. So I was right after him. I got on the stage and said, "Hey, it's Sunday afternoon. People are watching football. We should be thankful there's actually 10 people in the audience." Al from the back goes, shut up, Yoshi, before I kick your ass. That's what he said. So I said, Al, if you're going to say stuff like that, back it up. To his credit, this handicapped guy got on the stage. It took him like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, but he got on the stage.
Dude me.
Everybody just waited.
So he finally got up, and I'm like,
oh, she just waits. He's not even doing his act, just waiting.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Al to get up on stage.
So like, fuck, am I finding a handicapped guy? So I took my jacket up, put it in this chair, turned around, and he threw a glass of beer at my face.
Oh, no.
I don't think he, I think he was trying to get my face wet. He didn't mean to throw the whole glass, but his hands are all retarded. So like, he threw the whole thing, and I blocked it because I'm Asian.
Sure.
Next thing I know, I'm choking him.
Maxon!
Yeah. I'm choking him on the stage at the Giggles Comedy Club.
The greatest show ever.
And everybody in the room said, kill the retard, because he was such a fucking asshole.
Kill the retard.
Kill the retard. Kill the...
So I was choking him with both of his hands.
Even if this story's made up, it's still a good story.
No, it's
true. I'll give you full credit.
You could talk to Seattle community. And there's a guy named Al Fox with 2X. He's a motivation speaker now. Right. You could find him.
Oh, he got out of comedy?
I guess so, but... I don't care if you're women or kids. If you cross the line, I'm going to fucking choke you. So
right. I hit rock bottom when I threw a beer at the guy.
Wait, so do you get so mad that you don't even know what you're doing? Like does just rage?
With my dad thing, yeah. I mean, only reason
there
I...
There he is. There's
yeah, there he is, that piece of shit. I choked him.
That's a terrible... He's an ugly man with a fucking bad mustache.
Victim of yellow rage.
So, Kevin, he was on Brody Stevens' show telling his side of the story, right? He didn't know I was...
Brody Stevens has a podcast?
No, he had a TV show for Comedy Central like 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Oh, he did?
Enjoy It, that was the name of the show.
So, oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
So they were interviewing...
Was 8 years ago? Holy fuck.
Time flies when you're having fun.
So they were interviewing...
Wait till I'm dead, I swear to God. If you want to kill me...
Nobody else can either.
I can't wait till I'm dead. I've just had it. Between my wife... My wife, I can't even tell this story.
She's Asian,
anyway.
Right?
Huh? No, she's Panamanian.
Yeah.
But she's like, we're blended with everything.
Yeah, we are.
For some reason, I thought you were married. Okay, never mind. I was wrong.
Digo, Panama is a blender. You was a Colombians in there. Honduras in there.
Well, that's what Aguas she says in about there. Central America. It's like it's a blend of everything.
Hit the button, spin, and pours a delicious Panamanian girl's a nice culo. That's who we are.
I'm not even going to tell the story. It's not worth it.
Would love to hear it.
No, because I'm just going to, if she listens to the show, she'll be fucking, she'll be like, don't tell, I'm like, it's not even worth it. I just want to be dead. Go ahead, Yoshi.
You're on Brody's show.
So Brody's interviewing him, Fox. Al Fox in Seattle, because Brody starred in Seattle. Al doesn't know I'm in Seattle, too, in the back room.
Uh-oh.
So he tell his side, this piece of shit's lying. Like, I start attacking for no reason.
Oh.
So Brody introduced me on stage. So I tell my side. So you have two
Brody people. Did the show at a comedy club?
At Giggles Comedy Club, interviewing Al, talking about the time he got...
That's how he did. That was his Comedy Central show, interviewing
people?
No,
this was just particular Seattle episode.
Oh.
So he calls me up.
I can't believe the ratings didn't go through the roof. We have
live from the Space Needle. It says Oriental guy versus a cripple.
Here we go, Oriental again. Go ahead. So I told my story. It's two guys telling a completely different story.
Sure.
Until there was a black midget, Cliff Barnes. He's a comic.
Little person.
He came up and he told...
Cliff Barnes was the he was, final say?
He saw
black
the whole...
Black midget.
He saw the whole thing.
You guys have any normal comics in Seattle? In the great Northwest?
Then this hermaphrodite wheels up on a Segway.
Fun,
a black midget. Got a black midget opener.
Yeah.
And you have Al Fox to fucking talks out of the side of his mouth.
Middle's a centaur.
So Asian guy is choking this white handicap, and black sure. guy come up and stop me from choking, and he's quite familiar with...
A midget. Stop.
Hey, stop.
A midget stopped you.
Nick to Vicky in blackface? Stupid.
He gently grabbed my shoulder and calmed me down, because if somebody grabbed me really hard, I would have turned...
Did he say sushi? How do you calm down an enraged Asian guy?
It's a safe word.
We got free sushi in the back bar.
He's like, I know how to say it. You're like, okay, fine.
It's Korean.
Exactly. Well, you are Korean. You speak Korean, right?
Japanese is my first language.
Right. That's so fascinating. I wish I spoke Japanese. It'd be so cool. Maybe cool to be like a white guy and just be able to like just bust out Japanese like no problem.
Bruce is married to a Japanese woman. I think he
speaks Japanese.
I think he speaks Japanese.
And he kisses Bruce. Like a Frenchman. He's our shared web guy.
Oh, I see.
He lives in my building. He's not just a shared web guy.
Well, yeah, no, he lives in your building for sure. He's a great guy. I'm just saying, like, he also does, he lives in your building.
Looks like he's some fucking dirty, sleazy porn guy. He does websites or he probably killed somebody. Yeah. He's trolling people.
He does revenue shares on cam sites. Yeah. Right.
So you're a calm guy. You say that, not to stereotype, but you say that about a lot of Asian people, they're calm until they get mad. Then it's over. Then they have so much rage bottled up that they just will kill anybody.
I think so. It's last 10, 15 years, you hear a lot of these stories in China where, because they don't have guns, but you hear like knife attacks. There's a lot of that shit.
About that. Yeah.
And in
people are pent up. They have pent up rage and then I just get
or
a knife.
Or because, I'll give white people credit because you guys are really good about talking about mental illness. Asian people do not talk about that shit.
It's shame, right?
Yeah. Shame and like you just don't talk about that stuff.
And also, the problem with the Chinese guy with a knife attack, half an hour later, you're angry again. Oh.
I had to wipe that one off.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of violence, but it's just hidden away because Japanese people are always concerned about image and stuff.
Yeah, appearances.
Yeah. Crystal method.
Whereas Chinese people, like Patrice used to complain to me about Chinese people. And like,
they don't make my wings right.
Yeah. Why do you fucking complain to me? I'm not king of Asia, you know?
Tracy Morgan, speaking of that, that voice is more Tracy Morgan.
Sure. Yeah,
I know. Anyway, Tracy Morgan, he goes on to sell her at Late Show.
Yeah.
He does like a long set. It's all just about eating pussy and fucking and all this stuff. So then he gets off stage. He does pretty long. He gets off stage. I'm supposed to go on next. So then Will Silvins is like, who am I talking about?
Tracy Morgan.
So Tracy goes, he's in the hallway. He's talking to like the guys who help him out with his jokes or whatever. Yeah. And I guess they remind him of another joke. He goes, yeah, and one more thing, like Red Fox. And one more thing. So he moseys back up to the stage. At the Cellar, it's hard to get up there because the tables are so tight.
Sure.
He's handicapped. So he gets back up there. He goes, you know what? I was with a dyslexic woman the other night. And, you know how you're supposed to eat pussy first and then you eat the ass? She was doing it the wrong way because she's dyslexic. She was eating the ass and then eating them to the front. And I go, well, that could have waited.
And some things are too beautiful for this world.
So it was like, oh, this killer bit. I'm like, oh, my God. But you can't tell him anything. At this point, I just treat him
I mean, like him or just black
people? At this point, I just treat him like just like a crazy uncle. You know what I mean? I go, I don't even know if he remembers me. I swear to God. Like, I shake his hand.
Well, he had that fucking serious injury.
Did he? What happened? But anyway, so I see him. I just shake his hand. He's like, he never, because he used to be more friendly to me. But I don't care. I know he's been through hell and back. So
how much more money you think he would have got if he was white?
None.
Much more money being black.
No, it's
you think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also it's just all just the name. If he wasn't, if he didn't have a name, they wouldn't have paid him anything. They would.
What I'm saying is, if it was Tom Cruise, he would have gotten more.
But why would Tom Cruise be on a fucking New Jersey Turnpike
with Keith Rowland,
with five other black dudes?
He's from New Jersey. Remember?
Right.
He was born and raised there.
But the point is, he was he used the fame leverage to get himself paid and Artie and all those other guys paid because they didn't want the scandal because they know how they abuse the truck drivers. They make them drive all fucking day and night and
it was
it's
also
dangerous.
The Golden Globes. You got Tina Fey with Alec Baldwin. They were standing there and being like,
let's
pray for our friend Tracy. And Walmart's just like, fucking write a check, like whatever, like $500 million.
I didn't see that one because I'm not a faggot.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Golden Globes.
Oh, my God. Talk about Golden Globes. Did you see Patricia Arquette's dress? OMG. I almost.
It shows how fucked up women are that they care how somebody that is like so many levels ahead of them dresses. It's sick.
Have you ever been?
Women have a sickness that they judge people on what they just like. Guys don't give a shit what a guy fucking wears. I mean,
I love that.
If you're Bobby Kelly at the Comedy Cellar, you'd be like, hey, nice shirt. Who'd you blow? You know, that kind of hacky shit. But that's how hacky it is for women to go like, I didn't like her outfit. So you're a fat lady sitting on a couch. She, at least she's like somebody. And she's trying to get this. She's trying to wear an outfit to stand out because it's show business. You want to get attention. But you're like, I don't like her outfit. Who gives a fuck?
Kevin, speaking of Bobby Kelly, great guy.
Great guy. Who are you going to? It's called Burning Bridges, not Hello, Friend.
Asian Chad Zumbach.
Yeah, he really is.
I met him in 2005 or 6, and we were filming porn in Manhattan. Very rare.
That's very rare.
So we went to tattoo parlor, and we put plastic bags all over the room, and we shoved milk, two or three girls. Shove a bunch of milk in there, and Bobby.
They're what? Their asses?
Where were you? At a tattoo parlor? You're shoving milk up where?
In an ass, a gross asshole.
And that's why at a tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
Why?
We rented the place, and
all you gotta Bobby do is rent a place, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you know.
I got the milk.
Exactly.
And Bobby's
in the party room. Please leave.
And Bobby's a tough guy,
put
but
the tarp down.
But he almost threw up because they shoot the milk in their
ass.
Was
Bobby there? Was he in the porn?
Because I told him, hey, we're shooting porn. Would you like to come and check it out?
You know what, dude? As long as you're not exploiting women.
I'm lactose intolerant, though, so there better not be any milk products.
Once in a while, I'll treat myself to a milkshake, but then I hate myself afterwards. You gotta
put like up to a half gallon of milk in each asshole, and by the time
normal?
Oh, what is normal?
What kind of porn is this?
So
I said, would that happen in the Me Too?
By the time Bobby showed up,
it'd have to be coconut milk now because it's more organically pleasing.
Dairy Queen, Volume 7.
By the time Bobby showed up,
title.
All three girls shot their milk out of their asshole and hit this guy's face, and the smell, and I thought he was going to throw up.
Bobby or the guy? The guy was fine with it. Bobby's like,
I was fine with it.
Guy's like, we're getting lunch, right?
It's like when some lady puked on the train the other day, and I was like, I thought I was going to puke too, but didn't really smell. Sometimes the smell is worse than the actual
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, the smell of puke.
I like when people puke on the train. Now, the new move is people. There was a video where a guy was pissing at the door.
What?
The guy was just standing at the door. I saw it on Twitter. Guy was on the subway pissing on a closed door. The train was moving. He's pissing. The guy's sitting right next to the door, and he's like, he didn't even move. Most people move. He's just like, I got a good seat. I ain't moving. I got a good seat. But he keeps looking at the guy like, come on, man, not right here.
Honestly,
the guy's obviously drunk out of his mind. He's a young kid drunk out of his mind. Yeah. But the guy's like, I'm like, just fucking move, you fucking animal. You're a bigger animal than this guy.
His defense, was it the P train?
I actually made that joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I said the P train.
See, some of the porn I like, those public fucking, and Europeans, they're really good at it. They start fucking in trains, subways. And these are regular people that just want to go home, and we'll be filming shit, and they'll be just fucking. And so there'll be ladies like pretend like it's not happening, but there's another lady next to her getting her mouth getting fucked by a guy. And
that's what you call blowjobs in the business?
Yeah, right.
Public fucking.
Stop your industry terms.
You mind if I mouth?
Shaming.
You mind if I mouth fuck you?
Hell, all right. We are in Budapest. Be rude to say no.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Yeah, I got a Jewish question.
Sure, go ahead.
Todd Barry. What's the story?
What about Todd Barry?
How's that a Jewish question?
He's Jewish,
he's
right?
A Jew?
I thought the question was about August Ames.
Oh.
You got the wrong guy.
What do you want to know about Todd Barry?
Or August Wilson, Raisin in the Sun?
Well, he strikes me as Jew.
Yeah, he's Jewish. Is that, that's all? He just wants to tell you what people are?
You want to put him on the train?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Saying what? What are you saying?
He wanted to know if we knew if Todd Barry's Jewish.
He's a dirty, dirty Jew.
All right. Jesus. That's all I wanted.
That's all he wanted from me.
Happy New Year.
He wanted me to just call him a dirty Jew, and then he would hang up. Say it.
All right, say it.
I'm not going to hang up till you say it. It's like I listened to some girl fucking I was at Dangerfields the other night. And they have like a little green room downstairs. This woman's eye could, the door was closed, but the woman was in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like it's right near where the bathrooms are, the public bathrooms. So she's like, say it. So the guy had to say on the phone, like, I love you or whatever. I'm like, just shut the fuck up. Say it. Then she's like, I'll see you. And then I guess he probably lived in, whatever. Long story short, it's going to be a failed relationship. I can tell because she's already like a nagging cunt. You can tell even at the beginning when they're like, say you love me. And then you're like, I love you. But already you're fucking sick of her. And that's at the beginning of the relationship. Am I right, Yoshi? Have you ever had
What does she look like?
I never saw her. I could just tell from her personality. You ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That you didn't kill?
Yeah, right. Japanese cemetery style. I picture all these, like, big concrete Godzillas, you know. Here lies Rodan.
I just picture his aunt walks away, and then that's the sign. Oh. I want this woman killed. She gets into a car. She gets into an Uber.
When's the last time you got laid?
A couple months ago, but I think...
Go ahead.
Do you date Asian
women? I think most girls know, like... It's just like in porno, like some girls you could get away doing all kinds of like rough stuff. Others, they're not going to tolerate it. They don't do it. I think I wouldn't date somebody talking to me like that. That's just like an Asian thing.
Talking to you how?
Just like talking like that, like being rude, like, and shit. I can't
tolerate
it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so you mean like a kind of a nebushi yenta kind of...
Say
like,
you love me, that stuff?
No. I'm not talking about that. But like chicks are like talking a lot of shit. I couldn't tolerate that kind of stuff.
What kind of shit?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, just be nagging or whatever? No.
Nagging. We're all saying the same thing, I think. So you like a woman who is like kind of servile, perhaps? Like,
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I'm just...
You just got to be reasonable.
Okay. Date white women?
Yeah.
The Asians?
I have. But what do you mean by Asian, though? Because Asian Americans are completely different from Asian.
Right.
I just say if they have slanty eyes.
How about filthy? Any filthy rich Asian? Agents. Any filthy rich.
You dated Ronnie Chang. No, I'm saying Asian looking women. I don't care if they have a heavy accent or if they're Americanized. It don't matter. Because you can't tell until you talk to them.
And also, right.
Are you attracted to them? Or are you physically attracted to them?
I think it's easier if I date a Japanese girl. All the rules. You know, you do certain things or you don't do certain things. You know,
what is the difference between Asian American women and Asian women, in your opinion? If you could pick one thing.
Okay, so you guys are friends with Esther Cool.
Oh, you're good friends.
She, I think a lot of Asian American men don't like her because she talks a lot of shit. I like her because of that.
Okay.
Most real Asian guys would never get mad of Esther Cool of the world. They wouldn't, if they were real Asian guys. The reason why they wouldn't get mad is because if you get mad, you're basically saying they have something important to say, which they don't think they do. So you just never pay attention to that. But this Asian American guy who get angry with Esther Cool, they're just like, I think if you're Asian born in America, you have like definitely like issues. Like I don't feel inferior to white people because I grew up in Japan, you know.
Right.
So you're saying Asian American dudes would have a problem with Esther?
Not
Cool?
All, but it,
why? Because they you have to. Because Asian guys, they don't even listen to women.
I think they don't.
Just say it.
They seem like emasculated in America, you know.
Okay.
Like black guys have swag or whatever, and chicks like them, and you know most. Let's be honest. Most Asian guys doesn't seem to have like personality or express themselves.
You're talking Asian American or Asian?
Asian American. Asian people, they don't give a shit what white people say. They don't.
Because they're okay with their own. If they're from Japan or from China, they're like, I'm fucking
Yeah, because
cool.
some of the Asian American entertainers, it seems like they need validation from white people.
Yeah, of course they do. Well, plus they're buying tickets too. White people, they have jobs and they show up on time for them.
But also, my buddy Paul's white.
Yeah.
And he lives in Korea. His girlfriend's a big K-drama.
Still in a reverse commute.
And but he says, he goes, living in Seoul, he's like, he's almost kind of invisible. Like, he's white and lives in Seoul, so people don't really even engage him.
I always highly recommend white people to visit Japan and Korea because they feel experience racism the way most non-white people experience racism in America.
Like, there's a whole different Japan for Japanese.
You're not going to get beaten and killed or shot. You're not going to have that.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go because I want to be murdered or I want to be shot and murdered.
He wants to
be,
yeah.
I want to die heroically.
Go to Johannesburg in the rainy season. Like, you people, it was better 20 years ago here.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hugh Fink from Los Angeles with Hughes Hollywood News.
Oh, it was so good. The fans missed you. How you doing?
How you doing? By the way, where was my theme song, Kevin?
I don't run the board.
Yeah, you promised me a theme song. I heard dead silence.
What do you got, Kara? Come on, let's go.
So I heard you guys talking about this, you hate chicks who go, say it.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was at the Cellar probably 3 months ago, 3-4 months ago, and I heard, I was on the other side, and I heard some chick doing that. I'm like, who the hell? I looked, it was actually Pete Davidson saying that to Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sad.
Oh, wow. Speaking of hanging yourself.
He's feminine.
No, you know what? When I lived in L.A., whenever I go to the Ralphs on Olympic, you know, yep. The Ralphs on Olympic?
Yeah, that's great.
That's ghetto Ralphs.
It was
underground parking lot and
it was outside. No, it's all above. Okay. It's right near, it's right
near
before
Century City.
It's before the 405. It's
yeah,
on,
right,
a,
oh, okay.
on the west side of the 405. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So I would go there, you know, and I always heard, cause every white woman in LA is the same. And they're always, they're always in one aisle and they're yelling for their boyfriend or their husband in the other aisle, like, hon, hon.
Yeah.
Han.
Yep.
And I know the guy wants her dead. Like, that's why he's not even with her. And she's like, Han, sweetie, Han.
I'm in frozen food. I'm in frozen food.
Like, they're all the same fucking white women. They're all the same fucking, like, hey, Han, love, sweetie. And he's like, oh, geez, why can't she fucking die?
Yeah, it's horrible. You're right. And that is a West Side.
Because they all have that sunny, fucking, quote unquote, sunny disposition, but they're very depressed on the inside.
Do you used to go Beverly Hills too?
Huh?
What's that?
To Beverly Hills, where the faces don't move because of all that plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Of course.
Where were Yoshi? How do you say your last name?
Obayashi.
He's got a great backstory, Fink. So.
Does he?
Did you watch the Dazzy?
Dazzy. I heard him mention Japan. That was interesting.
Uh-huh. Japan's a big country. So did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
I did.
And I heard the opening was horrible. Sandra Oh.
Oh, my God. You mean, when you say opening, you don't mean a cold open. You mean the monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, they tried to do this sort of anti-comedy thing. Like, for example, they said, we're going to roast people in the audience. And the joke was, all their roast jokes were compliments.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
first of all, they already did that. They did, when he fucking, they did a roast before that.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name who hosted it last night?
Sandberg.
Yeah, Sandberg. He did a roast one time, and you can Google it. And then they were doing all the same thing. Everybody was like, it was like him and all the guys from fucking, from Parks and Recreation, and they're all, instead of like being mean, they're all, because it's actually, it takes effort to write funny jokes. So they're
funny,
like
mean jokes, of course.
So what we'll do is the opposite. We're so alt that we won't do any mean jokes. We'll pretend it's funny. I mean, we'll pretend it's mean, but it's really just going to be silly because we're
a bunch
of faggots.
It fell very flat. I mean, no one can deny it fell flat.
It was best under Ricky Gervais. I mean, you know, he was.
And speaking of falling flat, let's leave Sandra Oh's face out of this.
Jesus Christ! I didn't see a second.
Fake, is she
not Japanese? That's why you can say that.
Right. Fake, is she a good actress or is she just Asian?
She's just overrated.
What does that mean? Right.
No, I mean, they say she's such a good actress, but you can't tell. It's like you can't tell because Asian people have no expressions.
Right, acting is amazing.
That's correct.
Thank you.
What do you mean amazing?
I was trying to say amazing. Like,
amazing.
I fucked it up.
No, because when I used to
watching television, I saw Ellen DeGeneres' first stand-up special. It's like her first one in 20 years.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it?
No.
Yeah, guess who was a consulting producer? Neil Brennan.
There you go.
I'm sure.
How did this happen?
I'm sure it was a home run. He gets involved in all these things because he acts like he's some kind of like guru.
Who thinks he's a guru?
He sells himself as a guru.
Jesus.
That's all he does. He's like, I'm a guru. And then you watch a special and you're like, ugh.
Hey, Ellen's a great stand-up. Why would she need to hire
a guru? Ellen's not a great stand-up. How was her special?
No. That's another story. I'm saying she was a great stand-up when she did stand-up back in the day, you know.
I mean, if you look at her specials from the 80s, they're all weak. They're all,
well,
I mean,
I
guess
I,
she
I,
was like, she was like good for that era, but she, it's, it doesn't hold up. So how is this one?
Well, this one is just, it's barely stand-up because she's doing a lot of sort of sweet stories. And
plus she's saying she's rich. She can't be funny because she's rich, right?
Yeah, it's called relatable. So she's doing jokes about how, you know, she's still relatable because she's a woman who struggled and all that stuff. But I'm thinking, what does Neil have to say about this?
Well, I can tell you something. That I know that the microphone was so fishy smelling afterwards, they had to donate it to SeaWorld.
Because she's gay, in case anyone missed that one.
I hear he's a consultant on the government shutdown.
No, what Neil does, Neil helped her do it when I think she did a commercial for Netflix or something. She did something and something. So Neil jimmies his way in, and then he's like, you know, I'll help you with your special. And then she's like, okay. And then he goes, I worked on the Chappelle Show. I don't know if you heard.
You're right, right.
And then she's like, okay. And then he hangs around and he tells her, like, that's a good joke. And then she's like, thanks.
If only he'd hang around like his dad.
Yeah, hang around like his dad. The point is, Neil doesn't make anything better. Neil doesn't make anything better. The best thing he ever worked with was Dave Chappelle. But Dave Chappelle's a very talented guy. So basically, Neil doesn't make it better. He's done a million things since then. None of them have been, they've just been okay.
Right,
because the best comic he worked with was Chappelle, and then he uses that to be like, hey, Chris Rock, can I help you with your thing? And then he just sits there and goes, good job, because that's what he did with Chappelle. Hey, good
right,
joke.
Right.
Hey, good right. joke. Hey, I like the way you stand. Hey, that's
well,
a good that's
he
a good frown.
He was a consulting producer on Adam McKay's movie, and Adam once hired him to direct a movie.
Yeah, the used car movie or something.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
What about Adam McKay?
Well, McKay and Will Ferrell, they who hired Neil to direct the used car
one time! One time!
One time. That's my point.
Yeah.
And yet, so Adam didn't use Neil on his recent movie, Vice, the Dick Cheney movie.
He used him once, because Neil's not original. Even that movie was like, he had all these talented people, and then he just came up with some hacky fucking thing. I've seen Neil things where he does it by himself. They're always like dumb. And
right.
they're all derivative and hacky. So he's like, I'm some fucking, I'm like some fucking, some whisperer.
I also own the.
I know, I'm some kind of savant. If you hire me, it'll turn into gold. It's a fallacy.
I
don't know if you know what that means, Yoshi. I don't have an interpreter here to explain.
Yoshi thinks it's a type of sashimi.
Right. I actually own the Blu-ray director's cut of that used car movie. It's 18 minutes long. Thank you. Anybody? Hello?
I don't get it.
It's a bad movie, so they had
to cut it to 18 minutes?
Only 18 minutes is funny, so they had to cut it down.
Yeah, that's a math joke.
Thank you.
Of course, an Asian would make a math joke.
See, he thinks I'm the Asian guy. Oh, thank you very much, sir. I make a bad joke.
What's the future of show business if everyone's afraid?
What's the scuttlebutt?
Oh, you mean afraid of what? Be saying the wrong thing? Or?
No, that's why they hired. Like I read a review. I didn't even watch the Golden Globes, but a review was like, you get it, effeminate Jew,
right.
effeminate male Jew, and then you get a masculine Asian woman, and nobody can really get mad at them. So, and then they don't even do jokes. So it's just like it's just presentation. You might as well just get a fucking robot out there.
During their monologue that was bombing, they cut to Spike Lee just staring angrily.
Did they make
great.
A joke about Spike Lee?
No, they didn't even joke. I don't even think they said anything about him. I think he just hated the show.
But that's the future. That's the future of those shows because they just get somebody out there who's not going to make any jokes because then everyone's going to get mad and everyone wants to be liked.
And also, in Spike Lee's defense, there's a grape soda shortage in Los Angeles right now, so he's probably very cranky.
He might be.
Isn't there a rumor that Kevin Hart might still?
No, that's done. He's not doing it.
He's not?
No, the rumor has been put to rest.
I see.
And who's going to do it then?
They think it's going to be maybe revolve, like instead of one comic or something, they may get a bunch of people.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
Horrible idea.
But didn't they do it for the Grammys one year and it seemed
they did that. Yeah, they did it for the Grammys. Well, remember one year for the Emmys, it was the worst one ever. They had reality stars like Ryan Seacrest.
Whatever
like
happened to him?
Five guys or women. It was really bad.
Did you see what Michael Che and the other guy hosted?
Colin Jost.
Oh, my God.
They said that was horrific, too, right?
That was horrific. That actually was a step back for comedy, yes. That was really bad.
Do you have a recommendation?
Huh?
Who do you think she hosts?
Here's the deal. If I'm a businessman, let's say I work for the Oscars and I want high ratings,
mm-hmm.
your first guy you get is Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Oh, you cool.
Who wouldn't tune into that, though?
Right.
No, and I said, I tweeted last night, I said, I wouldn't watch the Golden Globes even if Harvey Weinstein and Les Moonves were presented Best Actress.
Oh, did you?
No, but I mean, first of all, even if they got Kevin Hart, it would do huge ratings because people will tune in to see what he has to say.
The kind of, right. Right.
So they're so stupid. They're so, I don't know what their people are afraid of, like, but they're so afraid of, like, they can't, they, I don't even know what can, what are the repercussions, even if people get pissed off, what, they can't do anything to them.
How does it hurt your career, right?
Yeah, or like, if gay people boycott, it's like, come on, man. Gay people, right. Gay men suck other guys' dick. Does that look like a smart move? Mm-hmm. So to act right. Like gay people are so wise, let me put this dick in my ass. That's not smart. So my point is, gay people are offended or trannies are offended. Like, let them be offended.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier, Fink, that like the Hollywood keeps going left and left and left, and then they wonder why nobody watches their shows because they're all fucking cleansed of anything funny or anything that offends anybody. They end up with nothing, and all the people to the right, that they won't watch it, and the people on the left are even getting sick of this shit.
And Mel Gibson sits there like this.
Comedy, you're absolutely right.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking Mel Gibson as the host.
Yeah, we all can't talk at the same time.
I stopped. It was his fault.
Now, did you know that, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody, the guy who played Freddie Mercury, you know, he won, and the movie won, but Bryan Singer, the director, was banned from the ceremony.
I heard that actor was so method, he actually got AIDS.
Wouldn't that be funny?
All right.
He got AIDS.
So he's like coughing. I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Was that a good movie? I didn't see it.
I didn't see
it. It's entertaining, but he put something on Instagram this morning thanking them for the victory. But of course, he wasn't even allowed in.
Oh, he thanked him, Bryan Singer. Yeah.
He's knocking on the door.
It's like Aaron Hernandez thanking Bill Belichick for a Super Bowl ring.
He's like, what's about Dustin Hoffman at the end of The Graduate? He's like, Elaine!
Banging on the thing, right?
I mean,
he's with Roman Polanski.
We'll work again. I mean, fucking, who'd you just say?
Kevin Spacey?
No, Mel Gibson. He keeps working, so.
He does.
And he's like, he told his wife to get raped by a pack of niggers.
Well, oh, my God, you really had to say it? We can't bleep you.
Yeah.
But he did say it. You can find it.
Even Keith is mad, and this is what he says in his daily prayers.
Said it's on tape.
What did it take? Like 10 years?
He's back.
No, it's like if you make money, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like if Bohemian Rhapsody makes money, if it wins like a best picture or whatever, even if it like does what, it's just if he makes money, they'll come around. They'll give you another shot.
Wait,
it made a fortune. It's one of the biggest grossing musical movies of all time.
But then he'll be fine.
What's Bryan Singer, the director?
Yeah, Brian, he got fired. Didn't he get fired midway through?
He got fired from it, yeah.
Because he had, like, gay sex parties with, like, little boys or something, right?
Exactly.
It's called Hollywood. Look into it. They all do it. The Hollywood Hills, you never heard that Bob Seger song?
Hey, David Geffen, toss me a cock ring.
I swear, every comic book convention I did, his name always pop up.
Why?
Who, Bryan Singer?
Just like a.
Well, he did X-Men.
Open Secret with him and young boys at the shoot.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Is he the guy that's like really.
Film Kevin Spacey in The Usual Suspect. Yeah. So,
that's right.
He was the director?
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, so he's the guy who really people think is creepy, right?
They do.
And he's not married or anything? He doesn't
boys.
Have kids?
Like, no teen kid. Boys.
He's never been married, no.
No.
No, I know there's another guy who got in trouble that was married to that lady from The Office, but that's he wasn't.
I don't know who that is.
So remember that actor from the Disney Channel show, Stormy? He just got arrested for, like, child pornography, and he was on a kid show.
Well, of course.
The traffic in L.A. is terrible. Who wants to drive anywhere?
Yeah. You know,
it's right there.
It's like when they go, when a guy gets busted who used to work with the Boy Scouts, like, oh, my God, he was a Boy Scout counselor. It's like, yeah, that's where, it's like, why they rob banks? Because that's where they keep the money. Right. you work with kids because that's what you like.
I would rather chop my hand off than go in the woods with 14 young boys. But this guy's like, come on, everybody, get your tents.
No, I've always, when that guy, the Penn State coach, when he said he loved kids.
Yeah, Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, then you want to fuck them because kids are the most annoying thing on the planet. Nobody wants a plane filled with kids. I love kids. Let's travel across country with a plane full of kids. You want kids nowhere near you. Yeah. So if you say you love kids, then, like, my kids, I don't even like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want to fuck kids if you say you love them, you want to help them.
Yeah, it's a real red flag.
There was one, I don't remember the movie with Bryan Singer, but for some reason he insists there's a locker room scene with boys taking their clothes off. It has nothing to do with story. And they keep telling Brian, this is not even important.
No, he said, this is for me.
Close set. Close set.
Somebody say, is everything for everybody? This is just for me.
I need to be entertained too.
I work hard. I should be able to fuck some boys. I mean, Michael Jackson, I always got that because he thought he was a boy, you know? So he thought he was just hanging around with the boys, and then you end up blowing a guy like Aaron Berg. That's how he blew a guy, you know?
Aaron Berg blew a guy?
Yeah. So you're just around a bunch of boys, and then you're in bed, and then you know, one thing leads to another.
I suppose.
That's my theory on Magic Johnson.
What's that? What's your theory?
Well, Magic, obviously he didn't get AIDS because he's Haitian he got it through gay sex, right? But he's never admitted it.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
We were.
Right, back in the 80s, I lived out here.
It's so hard to get it.
We're flying that, you know, he and Arsenio and these other guys.
Eddie Murphy.
Right. So,
Paul Mooney.
Fire.
Oh, man. Huh?
Right?
What?
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, the idea was that there were all these pregnancy scares in the late 80s, early 90s. So they would have these big parties with these, like, hot, not my words, black transsexuals. And they would fuck these guys in the ass, you know, that looked feminine. And that way they wouldn't have to deal with, like, a pregnancy scare. And they didn't want to wear rubbers. And so that's how it all went down.
I heard Magic
also,
Johnson.
Have you seen what Cookie looks like, Magic's wife?
Yeah, she's pretty plain.
Mm-hmm. That's being kind.
Are you saying she's going to chip off the old block?
I heard Magic
have gay sex than come home to a woman who looks like Willie Stargell.
I heard Magic.
Funny reference.
I heard. Yeah, he loves the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I do.
Bobby Bonilla. Don't get him
Bobby
started.
Bonilla,
Barry
Manny
Bonds. Manny Sanguian. Roberto Clemente. Don't get him started.
Oliver, I could go on for hours.
Wait, I heard Magic Johnson got AIDS from his own son. That's how gay he is.
Oh, my God.
All right, Fake, we got to wrap it up.
Okay, wrap it up. It was good talking to you guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
God bless. You. Thanks.
Yeah, bye. God bless. Bye.
Oh, we got a theme song. Now we got to give Pop Seger 25 cents.
Shit.
I wonder how he's doing.
Pop Seger,
he had a great career. He never got into any trouble.
Nope.
No Bob Seger. In the Midwest.
Yep.
Or Midwest hotties, which is like a New York 3. Huh?
Pop Seger?
Sure.
Is he still what?
Still alive.
Yeah.
He's probably 70-something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's done. He's too old to tour.
Yeah.
He's too old to tour. You can't be touring forever. Even Kid Rock's like, fuck it, I'm just going to be a politician.
Well, look at Rolling Stone. What are they, like mid-70s?
Yeah, but it's disgusting.
Late 70s. I saw them like 10 years ago, and Mick Jagger's dance, singing Satisfaction. He's got this big bat wing, old man arm fat.
It's disgusting.
Swinging around.
You can tell he can't remember the words that well. He doesn't.
I can't get no line. All right.
How long are you in town for?
Yeah,
I'm leaving Thursday.
Where are you staying?
You doing a friend's place in Washington Heights.
You doing spots and stuff?
I had three shows on Saturday, but they canceled three. So
where?
What is it? East Village something comedy club?
Eastville in Brooklyn?
No, Eastville comedy club.
Lower East Side, I think.
East 4th Street or something.
And then there's another two show in Brooklyn, but this is something about rain fucked it up. The whole like nobody showed up.
Outdoor venue.
Yeah.
Rain. Yeah, I heard of snow, but we got to cancel these fucking things. Rain. The rain's
it's gonna be really.
Yeah. The Doppler does not look good. Before you come in, check the Doppler. See if we might be canceling.
Storm blowing in from the northeast. Gonna wash the yellow right off you.
I almost killed Marina Franco one time because she put me to like this club in Harlem or whatever, in the Bronx or whatever. She's just, it was years ago, but she was like trying to, you know, start her own thing or whatever, start her own club.
And then it snowed. It was snowing that morning. She calls or she texts me. She's like, yeah, the gig's canceled. I'm like, you mother. Because I know that the clubs in the city, they weren't canceling gigs because right. the people still go. They're not going to cancel unless it's a fucking blizzard. But if it's a smaller club or a private fucking or a thing that's just at a restaurant.
Sure.
Oh. You get no money. You get fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I almost said the M word. Anyway.
So are you doing any sponsored now on Thursday?
I don't think so. I got to help. Oh, I'm going to go see.
You're going to go see?
Elaine May. Oh, no.
Elaine May?
Yeah, tomorrow.
She's dead. Elaine May?
She's alive.
Elaine Stritch.
Elaine Boozler?
She's doing.
I like Boozler.
She's doing Waverly Gallery. It's a Broadway show. I'm going to see her tomorrow.
So Elaine May.
Your yeah. plug.
Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Mike Nichols is dead. Elaine yes. May is not dead.
She's alive.
Your plug is you're going to go see a show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Where's Barry Ribs?
You have any you have tickets for Hamilton or something? No, anything else you want to plug?
Yeah.
I will be doing show with Russell Peters this tomorrow. Friday and Saturday in Oxnard, California.
Russell Peters?
That's yeah. cool.
Oh, that's good.
I've known him for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's a great.
You open for him regularly or just something?
No, he's got a roster of people just opening for him all the time.
Oh, good. And he throws you a bone?
Oh, yeah. He's the most generous. Then David Tales, number two.
Mm, all right. This I tell you.
It was very generous.
He's generous with his money or with his time? Like with the children?
Money.
Yeah. Every adult joke. Here's another one he doesn't do. He goes. Everybody knows. He goes. I love children. I spend all day talking with them online.
Funny shit.
No, because he's always like. Because I'll say, Dave, are you gonna have kids? He goes, yeah, I love kids. It's just a funny. It's a funny concept.
It's funny.
It's not even. It's not funny. I mean, it's funny because he looks like a guy who spends a lot of time online talking to kids. He looks like fuck. He never like the other day. He wore like a you know one of those hat? Like one of those baseball caps that yes. you have with ear flaps, and then he had a hood on. This is what he wears on stage. It's like he can't even see peripherally, and it's like he looks like a creep. Like, I mean, I know he does jokes about how he, but he looks like Ron Jeremy. So he looks.
Duffel bag on stage.
He brings a bag up on stage. It's all dark clothing. And yeah. even that fucking dumb thing he did with Jeff Ross, it was taped in the summer. It's all dark.
It was good.
Oh, it's horrific.
It's horrible.
Like, I told Italy, I go, I don't know if I told him, but
you
I actually.
Hated it?
I texted, I watched the first one,
yeah.
and then I texted Italy, I go, are 2 and 3 as bad as 1?
What did he say?
And he texts back, ha, ha, ha. And then when I saw him, he goes, that was pretty funny. Because he knows it. He knows he had to dumb it down for Jeff Ross. It's not like Jeff Ross got funnier. Italy had to dumb it down to get to Jeff Ross's level. Jeff Ross is not. He's just a Jew. Like, I hate to say it, but he's just a Jew. If he wasn't a Jew.
Funny Jew.
No, if he wasn't a Jew, he'd be a fireman. He would have no career. The Jews have enabled him and helped him every step of the way. It's a Jew business. Why do you think you do fucking blood testing to make a living? You think the Asians? How about if you were in computers? You think you'd be struggling like this?
Every time a Jew has green shit, so they have a green bagel. Do you have any social media? What do you have?
Yeah, Yoshi Obayashi at Twitter, but anybody...
What's your Twitter?
Yoshi Obayashi.
Okay, how are they going to figure that out? Well, if you're listening to the show, just go... Did they get your Twitter right when yeah. you...
I don't care if they're following that, but only promotion is tomorrow in Brooklyn.
Yep.
You're going to be at the bagel store?
No. The Bell House in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, Bell House is great.
That's where Neil was. Wasn't Neil at the Bell House? Weren't they everybody trolling you to get you to go to the Bell House because it was in Brooklyn?
7 p.m. tomorrow, John Ronson's doing the whole August Ames live.
Oh, I might go. That sounds interesting.
No, you're not.
No, I might go because I'm really into that shit where like it's like because it's, you know, you killed herself for this reason. And I like that kind of shit. I like the when they uncover.
It's sponsored by Amazon and.
Amazon sponsoring a porn star hung herself
in
the park? No. God, they have their fucking Jew hands and everything. We can make money off of this hanging.
You can exhumer like Al Capone's vault.
It's going to be the only.
Bezos, he really knows how to market.
It's the only live event he's going to do in North America.
Bezos, Jeff Bezos is going to be there.
It's going to be
your buddy?
Yeah. John Ronson.
It's going to be a swinging good time.
And what time is it?
7 p.m. tomorrow, the last days of August with John Ronson.
I like the title. Maybe I'll bring the kids.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, my wife's my mom. My wife says...
Freudian slip.
My wife says, you better believe it. My wife says we got to do...
Tickets are $10 each, so...
Oh, fuck that. Are you crazy? Crazy?
I'll be there.
What, are you performing?
No. Maybe.
Are you going to speak?
If he calls me, but I'm just going to go check it out.
I love your two plugs here. You're going to go see a show, and you're going to be at another show tomorrow night.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Wrapping it up.
Great spot, though, Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi, you're a great thing.
I don't know.
Sometimes I can't tell if you're mad at me or not.
No, it's a. I'm doing a character, but. It was a great.
And remember,
no, but I saw a little bit of for made me think for a second. Nah. You had this look.
Filled with rage.
Yeah,
filled with rage.
It's a teddy bear. No,
but I can't really.
I think you can play a Nazi in the movies.
Absolutely.
In the movie dinner theater.
I can't fight. I can't fight. So I gotta vent it verbally.
No, but when you don't smile, it's pretty intimidating. You're a big guy.
That's why I don't smile.
You got a real 1,000-yard stare. When he smiles, it's worse. Believe me. Okay, you really like. But remember, folks, Brian P. McCarthy. Go to the shop. Promo code GAY FOR pay. All in capital letters. $5 off. Get a T-shirt and start the new year off looking right.
Kevin Brennan 666. I'm supposed to be in Pennsylvania this weekend in Penn State. Nice. At the John Sandusky Theater.
Meet him in the showers.
I think it's at Wisecrackers. It might be, but I might be opening for somebody that I don't even know what's going on. So
are you late to state college?
One last thing, and this is a little, I'm being serious when I say this. I started doing comedy show at Silver Living Facility in San Luis Obispo in California.
Okay.
And 20% of audience are registered sex offenders. So, you know, I've been having a hard time getting female comedians to do shows there, but we're doing show for registered sex offenders at this facility.
Oh, great.
You got to keep it clean, though?
No, you could
just get them agitated. Don't talk about sex. They get
low-level registered sex offenders.
Well, good. They're basically good people.
Maybe it's my stepdad in years.
They're all like Hollywood rejects. Harvey Weinstein, Les Moonves.
Charlie Sheen's here, everybody.
All right, thanks to the...
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Compound.
Thanks, Evan. All right. Brian.
Thanks to you, Fink.
Jesus Christ.
I got blisters on my finger!